Once again, we bring you the thrilling adventures of the Shadow, the hard and relentless fight of one man against the forces of evil. These dramatizations are designed to demonstrate forcibly to old and young alike that crime does not pay. The Shadow, who aids the forces of law and order, is in reality Lamont Cranston, wealthy young man about town. Years ago in the Orient, Cranston learned a strange and mysterious secret. The hypnotic power to cloud men's minds so they cannot see him. Cranston's friend and companion, the lovely Margot Lane, is the only person who knows to whom the voice of the invisible shadow belongs. Today's drama, The Ring of Malalele. Having finished a business transaction in the Caribbean, Lamont Cranston, with Margot, broke the long return trip with a sightseeing stopover at the tiny palm-studded island of Fales. Now, some 24 hours later, they're about to board the plane that will carry them back to the States. As the motor starts, Margot turns and looks back at the sunny island.
Place is lovely, isn't it, Lamont? Lovely to look at, that is.
Yes, Margot. Like so many dangerous things, lovely to look at.
Seems impossible what's happened here in such a peaceful spot. Remember how it looked when we arrived? White sand, the palm trees, Madame Dolan's picturesque little hotel on the rise beyond the beach.
Yes, quite enchanting.
Lamont, I know very well what happened at the end, but I still don't understand how the whole horrible business with Timkins and Madame Dolan started.
Well, Timkins was a beachcomber, Margot. He used to spend most of his waking hours mooching drinks from Madame Jones, you know. One day, the day we arrived at Thaw, as a matter of fact, Timkins came to the hotel to make Madame Jones a business proposition. He wanted to trade her free drinks for a customer, a lodger for the night.
And a very unusual lodger he is, Madame Jones.
What's his business, Timkins?
The kind of trade you like, Madame Jones.
Where did you come by and...
Serving the beach. Up he steps, right at an end. And asks me where an ant could take his ease without attracting too much attention.
Mm-hmm. He has reason for avoiding attention then, Timkins, huh?
His name is Coffin, as he made himself known to me. And the reason for his shyness is his trade.
What is his trade?
Smuggler.
Mm-hmm.
Loaded, Madame Jordan. Loaded with stolen goods.
Mm-hmm. Pour yourself a drink, Timkins.
A thousand thanks. You asked me about the rates. What's your lowest figure, Madame Sheldon?
How much is his loot worth?
About a quarter of a million.
Mm-hmm. Not a bad price for a night's lodging. Finish your drink, then bring him up to number 12. I'll have my native boy, Tamka, waiting to make him comfortable.
Yes, sir, Mr. Costin. Your room's number 12. All set and all arranged.
Oh, you are most too kind.
Don't mention it. Wouldn't dare it. Not another word. Ah, Madame J.
Ah, you are the proprietor?
Yes. Won't you step in, Mr. Costin?
Mm.
I'm happy to have you here. The name is Jolly.
Oh, most grateful.
He's happy to have you, too. And his name is Pamka.
Whose name?
The oversized native boy with a machete in his hand, standing right behind you.
What?
All yours, Pamka.
No. Shish. Allah, shish. Allah.
Rich man, yeah?
No.
Rich
no.
man, yeah?
No.
Rich man, yeah?
No. That's done it. Grab the machete, Timkin. Enough, Pamka boy.
He's dead, huh?
Never the deader.
Malalele, Malalele, come take rich man's soul away.
Quick now. We want no trouble, lad. Timkin, clean that machete.
Yes, sir.
And you, Pamka, take his body out.
Yes, madam. Where I put him, huh?
Where do you think?
In the swamp across the roadway.
Good, good. No finding there, nobody. No finding there.
Now then, you sought the man's baggage. Here we are.
Oh, will you look? want a dream.
You were low as anything with that quarter of a million, Tintin. This is the best stuff. Only the finest.
Diamonds. Three lemons set in platinum.
There'll be plenty and some to spare for the three of us.
There'll be more than... Three of us? You and me? Who's three?
Tanker.
Tanker?
You didn't want the blood on your hands and no more on me.
But you're not serious about giving that stupid native the first cut, didn't you?
I don't want to mess with him, knowing all he does. Has him mad at us. And there's the shore patrol to deal with.
Ah, they're docks. Dumb as docks, these natives.
But I tell you, I...
Leave it to me. I'll end him.
How?
Look. We'll give him one of the rings.
One of them?
One. And what's more, this one.
Why, that's the cheapest of the lot. It's a hunk of brass, Tinkin.
Let it be. I won't force it on him. I'll make him choose it.
How, man? How?
I'll make up a tale for him. He's made of the food, madam. I'll tell him it's a ring that has power over Malalele. The dwarf god.
Be careful, Tinkin. Be careful monkeying with Malalele. He's sacred to
him. He's a pile of even nonsense.
So he is, but just the same, he's sacred to
him. Trust me, I'll end it.
Going to leave you without some proof.
We'll give him a little proof. We'll let him take a wish from Malalele, and whatever it is, we'll get it for him.
Whatever it is?
At these prices, Madam J, I'd arrange anything. Enter.
Yeah. You took care of the good Mr. Costin, Tanker?
The rich
Mr. Costin, Tanker?
Yeah.
Tanker, take care. In Swamp, they go, no one find him now.
Good.
Now we cut off monies, huh? Three way.
Enter.
Yeah.
Suppose I told you there was something on this swag, especially for you. One thing for you alone.
Well, what is thing?
A ring, Panther. A ring that is powered over Malalele.
Malalele?
Exactly. Put your finger on it, give it a twist, and Malalele delivered as quick as a wink.
I did not hear tell yet of such a ring.
Well, now you hear, now you see it. If I can persuade Ned and Jay to give you the break, would you like it in place of share of the loot? Would you, boy?
If I try it and it works, yes.
And you're welcome. Yeah. You're welcome. Here. Yeah. Put it down. Right. Now then, twist it and say, Malalele, she doesn't tell. And Malalele will do as sure as you walk anything you say.
Will ring... Kill for me.
Kill? Of course, anything. Anything your heart desires.
I wish...
Oh, it's got to be out loud.
Oh, out loud, then. Malalele, you know police fellow who was bad to Pamka, who whipped Pamka. Break me neck of that police fellow, Captain Huber, Malalele. Malalele, break me the neck of Captain Huber.
What
is it, Panda?
The ring. Give me a ring. I take it now. I take
it. Give it to me then, huh, boy?
It's to see, it's to believe. Yeah. This morning I go to his office. There, he sits dead. And how is he dead? His neck is broken.
He's on fire.
His neck. Huber, Captain Huber's broken, twisted, snapped like the leg of a trapped jackal.
Just as you wished last night. That was done this morning, eh, Panda?
Just as I wished.
So? You want this ring now, Panther?
Yeah.
Instead of your cut of the loot?
Yeah.
The deal is closed. Here. Take it and good luck to you.
Now, it's mine. Malalele is great.
Mr. Timkins.
Yes, madam?
You're an indispensable man, you are.
Well, generous of you, considering...
Generous of me, after all you've done.
I've done.
Well, I know you said you'd arrange anything for the son involved, but I thought you'd stop shy of murder. But you didn't. Like the brave soul you are, you went through with it.
I went through with what?
With breaking Huber's neck.
Me? I broke Huber's neck.
But didn't you?
Why, I thought you did it.
Timkin.
Look, please. I'm a man not easy in the nerves. Now, don't excite me. Don't play with me. You're teasing, aren't you? You killed the
cat. I didn't.
Oh, Murphy, you mean it.
So help me.
But then... And who did it? Who did? Yesterday, Banker twisted that ring and wished him dead of a broken neck. Today, his neck's broken. Who did this thing? Who granted this wish?
Could it be that the Eden Dwarf God is great?
What's that?
It's the lobby door.
Just a minute.
This is a hotel.
What are you trying to do? We don't want anybody here.
Don't you think I know it? Leave it to me. Yes?
Good morning. You've just arrived in Powell. My name is Lamont Cranston. This is Margaret Lane.
No room.
We'll only be here till...
No room.
We'll be glad to say anything you consider reasonable.
I'd consider it reasonable to listen to what I tell you. No room. Filled up. No room.
Lucky the cab waits for us, isn't it, Lamont?
Yes, Margot. Something of a beast, that lady.
Well, if she didn't have any room.
Sure, there's a nicer way to say it.
Did not have to say at all.
What's that?
The driver. What did you say?
She did not have to tell you it's no room.
Why not?
Because it's room. Dolan Hotel, big place.
But there are lots of guests.
No guests. Nobody there at all except Madame J. My name, Timken. She keep round. One servant, maybe two.
Then what was the big idea?
Nobody know much about Madame J. idea.
There's a feeling they wouldn't like them if they did. Driver, you turn around here. I want to go back and see if she couldn't possibly squeeze us in somehow.
Lamont, there are other hotels in Pau. Why force ourselves into that particular one?
I don't know, Margot. Maybe I like the view.
That's
Banker. Simpkins and Madam Jordan.
What do you want?
We want to talk to you, boss.
We have something to tell you. All right. I open. Yes. Now, what do you want to show me?
Hey, stand by, Banker.
Why, it's gone.
Hey, just didn't want you to get skitty. Well, you take in charge of the ring, brother.
No, no. Don't.
There we are. What's the trouble, Madam Jane?
Never fear.
Why, rob me? Why you take ring?
You'll see, boy.
What do you mean?
You'll see.
Oh, you know, twist the ring to kill me. You know, twist the ring to kill Pamka.
Get back there. You have the key, madam?
Yes.
Good, come on.
Wait.
And disregard to the dwarf, lady.
Mr. Timkins, leave me out. Madam G, listen to me. Listen, I'll be good. Pamka, I'll be good.
You're not ready, Pamka. The ring is twisted in the way she's made.
No, please, no. Please, no, no, please, no, kids. Who broke window? Who stand outside like bird on sill?
Mala, the ring has called me.
No.
I am come for you.
Cannot be Mala Lele, cannot be dwarf, it's God.
The ring has called me.
Please. Please, Mala Lily.
Timkins, the beachcomber, heard the screams of the luckless Pamka from inside room 12. When the violence subsided, they cautiously opened the door to find the native sprawled on the floor, his neck broken. Timkins efficiently took charge, ordering Madame Jolin to scrub the carpet while he lugged Pamka's corpse across the roadway to the swamp. For a few moments, silence reigned in the sinister hotel. And then, Margot and Lamont had returned. And we're knocking on the lobby door.
They must hear us.
Miss, they're all dead, Mother.
No. Hey, this door's off the latch.
Off the... Yes, you're right, it is.
Should we just walk in, Nicholas?
The only way I know of. Come on, Margot. Madam Jolin.
You don't suppose it's a jerk?
Possibility. You hear that?
Yes. Maybe it's only a bird on the roof.
And again, maybe not.
Where are you going?
Upstairs to investigate.
Lamont, I wouldn't.
You aren't. You stay here, and at the first sign of trouble, make for the door.
All right. Be careful.
Don't worry.
guess there's no room, and the hotel is obviously empty. It's here on the floor. What? Lamont!
Is there something I can do for you?
Oh. Madam Jones.
You're the girl who was here before with the gentleman, aren't you?
Yes.
And where is he?
Well, he's just...
I had to turn you down before, I remember, but the situation's changed now. I can accommodate you.
You can?
Yes. 12 gently. There was a man there, but he isn't there anymore. Follow me. I said follow me.
Well,
you want a room, don't you?
I don't know.
You don't know? What are you doing in my hotel?
Well, of course I want a room. What am I talking about? Of course I do.
And as I said before, follow me. Number 12. One of my best. After you.
I don't have to examine
it. After you. I want you to see it. I'm proud of 12. New carpeting, new curtains.
Yes, sir.
Modern washstand, a view of the harbor, and a good, thick, double-knot door. Make yourself at home in there.
Adam Jones! Adam Jones, open your door!
Who's that? Pinkins!
Adam Jones. Front door was open down there.
I know, we've got a guest. Did you sell the body?
This one.
Who's this? That girl who came before. Lyons, the name, I think.
And a man friend?
I think he's about somewhere.
And that's it.
Settle
down. I'm taking my share of the loot and getting out. This is getting too hard for thinking.
Oh, no.
What do you mean, no?
I mean you're not going nowhere. You couldn't leave an old woman in a spot like this, Timkins.
Even an old woman's easiest. Nothing she can do to stop me.
You're not a very bright boy, Timkins.
No?
No, you're forgetting something. You're forgetting what I've got on my finger.
The ring?
Yes, the ring. The ring that I twisted for Pank. The ring that I now twist for you.
No, no, stop it.
Too late, Mr. T. It's done.
But I'm leaving all the quicker.
For where? Someplace that Malalele can't find you.
Yes. Goodbye.
Happy landing, Mr. Timkins. Oh, and will you look who's coming down the hall?
That's it.
Oh, do you turn to me for help now, Timkins, to a frail old lady?
The ring has gone. Timkins, now you die.
No. No.
He led it down the hall. Get him. Get him.
Timkins. Timkins, you die. You die.
Into this room. I thought to close that door there. But that... Quick as a power in. I can't fight it against a guard. But a woman. An old woman. She should pay for this.
Madam Doolin?
Yes. My enemy and yours.
Mine? How mine?
It's Jane. The girl.
Yes, what about her?
She's got her knocked up.
Locked up where? Where is she?
Somewhere. In a hotel. I don't know.
Now, get back upstairs.
Back to Miss Lane, Madame Jolin.
Who's that? Whose voice was that?
This is the Shadow.
Shadow, where are you?
Not in the dark corners of this cellar where you're looking, Madam Jolin. I'm right here beside you.
What do you want?
Information about where you've hidden Miss Lane, about the dwarf guard, Malalele, and about the ruthless murders that have been committed in your hotel.
Yes, the Ferrabdin murders. Malalele, the dwarf guard, did it. He killed Panko and then Timkins.
You expect me to believe that a dwarf guard walks this island, Madam Jolin?
You can believe what you want, Shadow. But I know what the girl believes.
The girl?
Miss Lane. She believes in the dwarf god. Because right now, Malalele is in the room with her.
What?
I rubbed the ring, Shadow. And Malalele is about to crack her lovely neck.
Unknown. He was brought up here by you from where you'd kept him hidden since his escape from the penal colony.
Penal colony?
Yes. Jimkins thought he was tricking the native Pamka with the ring of Malalele, didn't he, Madam Joland? But you went the beachcomber one better. You made his trick come true by producing a real Malalele, a murder dwarf in the person of this poor freak here, an escaped convict from the penal colony at Wallo. You've been hiding in the cellar of this hotel against the time and you'd need his services.
No.
Yes. At your order, he killed Captain Huber, then Pomka, then Timkins. Until, had he finished off Cranston and Miss Lane, you'd have been in full possession of the loot you killed the Levantine smugglers again.
It's a lie. I tried to keep the dwarf from killing. I ate bloodshed. I'm a respectable woman. The dwarf, he's a maniac. He kills for pleasure. I couldn't control him.
Don't be lying.
Stop it. Stop that dog. Now you're going back where you belong.
No.
When the police learn the whole story of the ring of Malalele, I think you'll have company. Your dear friend, Madame Joland, will personally accompany you back to the penal colony at Gualo.
All passengers aboard, please.
Goodbye,
Margo.
So we say goodbye to Poe. So beautiful and so full of death.
Yeah, it's pretty wicked from all we saw. You know, Margo, an old legend tells us that the dwarf god Malalele, ages ago, made Poe the most beautiful island in the world. But he inhabited it only with the wickedest people. Malalele himself, you see, was the god of evil.
Copyrighted by Sweet and Smith Publications, Incorporated. All names and places are fictitious. Any similarity to persons living or dead is purely coincidental. Listen again next week, same time, same station, when the Shadow will again demonstrate that
the weed of crime bears bitter fruit. Crime does not pay. The Shadow knows.